looking up and down the stats, and you guys have done a lot of impressive things, but I think it really stands out is the zero turnovers on offense. There's not another team in the league that has that stat. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's big. It's something that we've emphasized all offseason, and it's you know easy to talk about, but it's hard to do. So it's always a positive when you don't turn the ball over.
Is it have something to do with being more conservative, or are really they two separate issues?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that at all. I think it's just you know practicing that way and having that mindset going to the game and really focusing on taking care of the football, and we've done that.
Because you guys throw so many more short passes in this day and age, have you focused more on your running skills? Do you guys practice that more, yards after catch?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a big emphasis. You know, you try to get as much as you can. So it's, you know, especially with when you're getting a lot of shorter passes, you need to run after the catch. It's big.
Do you prefer to run over safeties or dodge safeties? So.
I prefer to run them over. You know, that's kind of what my mentality is out there.
You feel okay? The thigh?
Yeah, I feel pretty good, you know. Hopefully it just gets better every day.
You can practice today?
That's the plan.
But running over safeties, that'll help.
Yeah, I know. I might have to change my mentality this week.
Is there a comfort level, you think, Brandon, with you and Kyle? You get a lot of third down. I mean, it looks like a lot of times big plays they'll look for you.
There is. You know, we put a lot of work in this offseason, and, you know, with that comes a comfort level. So, you know, hopefully we can just continue to improve and take it to another level.
Brandon, Josh talked about how your identity kind of changes every week based on the weakness of their defense. And how unusual is that in the NFL to kind of be such, you know, change it up every single week based on what the opponent does well?
I think every team does that to a certain aspect, and some teams do it more than others. But, you know, every coach and staff goes in there on Monday and Tuesdays and kind of tries to find a few things and that'll work against that defense. And some teams do it more than others.
Do you guys do it, I mean, kind of to the extreme, it sounds like? Josh made it sound like.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. I really don't know, you know. We change a lot, so if that's what you're looking for.
It takes a certain amount of, you know, smart guys on offense to kind of run that scheme, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to be on top of your game. You have to put a lot of time in studying. And if you don't, you won't pick up on it. You'll be lost.
Brandon, does the fire of playing Oakland ever get old? Is it ever dim?
No, just because it's, you know, it's such a rivalry game and it's a division game, and so it's always big in that aspect because every game counts for so much, especially being in the division.
Is that something with so much turnover in this locker room? Is that something you talk with the guys at some point that haven't been there in a Broncos helmet before? Do you address that at all?
I don't think it has to be spoken at all. Yeah, you know, it's out there. Everybody knows.
What to experience and what to look for.
Right, yeah. I mean, and most people have played there, so it's a tough place to play. But it's I think everybody understands from the outside that it's a big rivalry.
Coach McDaniel said at any given time, you know, whatever wide receivers are kind of moving the ball and having a groove out there, that's who he's going to keep out there. But do you think that eyebrow should be raised at the amount of time that Brandon wasn't on the field for that, you know, second quarter in your last game?
No. Like Josh just said, you know, whatever group's out there, you know, we got five guys that we feel are capable of going in there and making plays. So anybody at any time can be out there, and if it gets rolling, then you know those guys are going to stay out there, and that's just kind of how it works.
Even for someone at his caliber, no, obviously everyone's talented on this team, yourself included, but for, you know, for someone of his caliber as well.
I just think the position that we're in right now, that's just kind of, you know, how it's working itself out right now.
Okay. Thanks. Yep.